Thank you for listening to a recorded worship service of Gaiman Mennonite Church.
Our church is located just outside Adamstown, Pennsylvania.
We hope this service points you to Jesus, and we invite you to come worship the Lord with us.
Gaiman Mennonite Church.
Enjoy the service.
We invite the ushers to come forward to receive this morning's offering. I notice in the bulletin this morning, it shows what the offerings are going toward this month, our local MCC and MDS projects, and also other budget items. Let's lift this up to the Lord this morning. Father, thank you for such a beautiful gift of this morning, a day when we think about your entry, humble entry into Jerusalem, as you knew what was coming before you within the week, as you knew you were heading to the cross to die that horrible death, to pay for our sins. The new life that you've given us is now the gift we can live every day. Father, as we give back to you a little bit of what you've given us, I pray you would multiply these gifts through your work, through your ministries, through MCC, MDS, and others. And we just lift this up to you this morning in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. We're going to begin with our sharing time this morning. If you have something to share or request, you can raise your hand.
Hello, this is Jeff Carvell, and I'm sure by now most of you know that Todd and Heidi were blessed with a little girl, Eliana Jo. They're going to call her Ellie. She had low sugar for a while, but as of 12 o'clock, her sugar was good, and she is now out of the NICU.
Yeah,
and
great.
If it stays up, it's up to 79, which is a real good number. And if it stays there through the day, she will be going home tomorrow.
Yay.
So we have very great news right now.
Yay.
Thank you for your prayers.
Yay.
This is Glenn Martin. Our granddaughter, Melody, Jonathan's and Fanny's daughter was taken to Hershey Medical yesterday morning. And last night she was taken into intensive care. They don't really know what's wrong with her. But her blood pressure was dropping, and so pray for the doctors that they'd have wisdom as to know how to treat her. Thank you.
This is Travis. You can pray for Leah and us as well. Her liver numbers had gone up again, so she is on prednisone again, which the side effects of prednisone requires extra patience by the parents. And because she has had elevated levels, I guess, more often than what they would like, they want to do a biopsy, so... we will schedule that. They're not in a hurry for it. I guess it's not a big concern. We don't know exactly what they're looking for or anything. But so we're going to have that scheduled for the summer sometime after school's out.
I'm Kaylee, and, well, I'm moving in 2 weeks. And I'm sick again. Great. This time it's a belly issue, and they don't know what's wrong with me. They think I'm constipated, but I'm not. That's what they think, but I think I'm not.
Couple service reminders I'll just mention. Reminder of our joint Monday-Thursday service on Thursday with Red Run at Red Run. And next Sunday, Easter Sunday, there will be no Sunday school. And as it's listed there in the bulletin, light breakfast and slightly different service time. So just call your attention to that. Okay, please pray with me this time. God, thank you so much for your love for us. Thank you again for the privilege of being able to share with each other and to bring requests and praises to you. God, we celebrate and praise you for Ellie. We thank you for the blessings that you have brought through this pregnancy and now this birth, and we just commit her to you, continue to ask for your blessing on Todd and Heidi, and pray that she would be able to come home soon, and you just continue to lead and guide her life. We pray for Melody, Glenn and Mary's granddaughter. We pray, Lord, for healing for her. God, we ask for wisdom for the doctors and others who are giving treatment, that you'd help them to figure out what the problems are. We pray for peace for Jonathan and Fanny, and just ask that your hand, your spirit would be over all of them in this situation, God. We pray for Leah and Travis and Carolyn and Ethan. We pray for them during this time when Leah's numbers are up. We pray, God, that you would restore things to normal. And if there is something that, a reason that it's happened frequently, I pray that you would enable them to figure that out as well. And just ask that you would bless her life, Lord. We pray for Kaylee. Lord, we, again, a situation where we're not exactly sure what these stomach issues are, God. We pray that you would provide wisdom and insight, that you would reveal the cause of this, Lord, that you would heal her in Jesus' name. God, we ask for that. Thank you for always being with us. We thank you for the opportunity to celebrate and remember what you've done for us. We commit this service to you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Today's service involves a lot of symbolism, a lot of remembrance, some various parts of the account, as well as celebrating communion. Today is Palm Sunday, and I was thinking about that event, and I was thinking about, okay, when have I been in a place or something, a setting perhaps similar to that, when you're in a crowd of people and celebrating? And certainly not a direct match, but one thought came to my mind was an event that Kelly and I had an opportunity to go to last year. And thinking about Palm Sunday, what was happening there? So all the people, the Jewish people, were coming to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover festival. So the city was swelled with the numbers of people. In addition to that, Jesus' recent healing or resurrection of Lazarus, bringing Lazarus back from the dead, that news was being spread around, and people were hearing about this prophet, Jesus. And the news about him created this excitement. And now he's coming to the city. And that's part of the environment of what was taking place on Palm Sunday. The event Kelly and I went to was Franklin Graham on what they called the Decision America Tour. This was before the election. I believe it was September of last year, and it was in every state capital of the U.S., and so we went to Harrisburg. You know, we didn't really know how many people, you know, from the other ones. We figured it was going to be a decent-sized crowd, so we, I don't know Harrisburg well, but we found a place to park and decided we would walk a ways, so we'd try to stay out of any traffic. And this was just a picture. As we were kind of coming into the place, the lawn area by the Capitol, it was a very nice day for it. Just have a couple pictures of it if they want to go. There we go. We actually hardly saw Franklin at all, because any place that you could actually see him was pretty much crowded with people. which I'm guessing maybe some people felt about when Jesus was coming. There was probably a lot of crowding to see what this event was about. This was a picture that I didn't take, but I got off the internet. They estimated 7,000-ish people there. It's interesting to be in a setting like that when I think we may have seen one or two other people that we knew, but basically you don't know people. But yet they're kind of all coming for the same reason. In this case, it was to pray for our country. In Jesus' case, this celebration was an excitement about this person and celebrating what he had done with Lazarus and their hope about, all kinds of hope about being under Roman rule and maybe this is some leading to change in that. I don't know all the emotions that were wrapped up in this celebration for them. We're told in the Scriptures, this is an account that is recorded in each of the Gospels, Matthew 21, Mark 11, Luke 19, and John 12. Each of them slightly different. And I'm going to involve any children who want to participate at this time. We have some palm branches up here. And any kids who want to come front, we're going to remember it a little bit with these guys. So you can just come up front with me. And Darlene, if you can help, we're just going to sing a chorus of "This Is the Day" when most of us have. And what you're going to do is we're just going to walk around part of the sanctuary. Just stay up here with your palms, and then we're gonna stop in the middle of the aisle. Actually, I've got plenty here, so if you want two or even just yeah. See more. Now you're coming. This looks fun, doesn't it? Okay. You guys get some? Can pass some out? There's one. You can keep them, yep. Okay. Who didn't get one? If you didn't get one, ask for someone who has two. Okay, and follow me. Go ahead. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. Okay. Now you can keep coming up front here, and we'll just talk a bit about what happened on this day. There was one word that the Bible tells us the people said a lot while Jesus was coming. Do any of you know what that word was? What was that word? Hosanna. Hosanna. So we're going to count 1, 2, 3, and then we're all going to say Hosanna really loud. Okay? 1, 2, 3. Hosanna! Very good. Now, what was going to happen? So everybody's cheering for Jesus at this time. What was going to happen not too many days later to Jesus? What was going to happen not too many days later to Jesus? He was going to get arrested and what happened?
Killed.
And killed on the cross. He was going to die on the cross for that, for us. So that's kind of, you probably noticed this black piece of cloth. That's kind of trying to help us remember that this path that Jesus was on was leading to His death on the cross. Okay? So I'd like you to take your palm branches and kind of lay them on the path like they did on Palm Sunday. anywhere on this black cloth. After you do that, you can have a seat back where you were sitting. And thank you for helping. There's a couple things that are mentioned in the Luke account and some in other places too, but that I just want to point out briefly. And that was that there were several things, there's lots of things that happened in this last week of Jesus' life, that life on earth, that were fulfillment of prophecy. And this triumphal entry and Him riding on a colt, this was a fulfillment of prophecy written many years before, that this is what the Messiah, how He would come. In Luke 19, there's a couple verses. Luke 19, 39 and 40 says, some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, so everyone's cheering for Jesus, shouting Hosanna, and they say, Teacher, rebuke your disciples. And Jesus says, I tell you, He replied, if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out. There's a song that we, I'm not sure where I learned it, but we sang it at camp a lot. It's called Ain't No Rock. We'd sing this chorus, Ain't No Rock Gonna Cry in My Place as long as I'm alive to glorify His holy name. And we praise His holy name. And I always kind of felt compelled that I needed to explain that song a little bit, why we were singing, Ain't No Rock Gonna Cry in My Place. And it was because of this day. Because the people were praising Him. The Pharisees wanted Jesus to rebuke them. And He says, if they're quiet, the rocks are going to cry out. Another thing that's significant to me on this in this account in Luke 19 is verses 41 to 44. It says, as He approached Jerusalem and saw the city, He wept over it and said, if you, even you, had only known on this day what would bring you peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes. The days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment against you and entice you and hem you, encircle you and hem you in on every side. They will dash you to the ground, you and the children within your walls. They will not leave one stone on another because you did not recognize the time of God's coming to you. So Jesus recognized this, that this was, He knew that they were cheering for Him on this day, but He knew that this path was leading to His death on the cross. And yet, it's these same people who are going to do that, but He weeps for them. And He shows care and concern for them, knowing that their praise is quickly going to turn to shouts of crucify. In our series of preaching through the Bible, this specific account, they suggest John 19 about the crucifixion. And I chose to just pull out some words or phrases or short sentences from John 19 telling the story of His crucifixion. So these are words or phrases or short sentences from John 19. And maybe I'd invite you for this to close your eyes as we remember. Jesus flogged. soldiers twisted a crown of thorns, clothed him in a robe, slapped him in the face. No basis for a charge. Here is the man. Crucify, crucify. No basis for a charge. He must die. He claimed to be the Son of God. Pilate, even more afraid. Where do you come from? No answer. Power either to free you or to crucify you. You would have no power over me if it were not given to you from above. Pilate tried to set Jesus free. You are no friend of Caesar. Shall I crucify your king? We have no king but Caesar. Pilate handed him over to them to be crucified. Soldiers took charge of Jesus, carrying his own cross, the place of the skull, Golgotha. They crucified him with two others, Jesus in the middle. A sign, King of the Jews. What I have written, I have written. Soldiers took his clothes, divided them among them, cast lots for his garment. Jesus' mother near, Mary and Mary Magdalene. Woman, here is your son. Here is your mother. I am thirsty. It is finished. Bowed his head. Gave up his spirit. Pierced his side. Blood and water. Scripture fulfilled. Not one of his bones will be broken. The one they have pierced. Ask for the body. Joseph with Nicodemus. Wrap the body. A garden. A new tomb. You may open your eyes. The path to the cross led to the greatest sacrifice for you. The path to the cross led to the greatest sacrifice for you. And now we will share in communion a remembrance that Jesus taught us. He gave new meaning to that celebration. And we continue to remember, to celebrate, and to declare His coming again. I'd invite those in the ministry team that are able to help this morning to come forward at this time. And as we prepare for communion and foot washing, we invite all followers of our Lord Jesus to thoughtfully participate in this special remembrance of our Lord and how He gave Himself for us. If parts are unfamiliar, feel free to ask questions or observe and be welcoming to others. We want to celebrate this while at the same time approach communion with humble, repentant hearts. And as encouraged by to us in 1 Corinthians, to take an examination, a look at ourselves, I'd like to pause in silence as we reflect anything in our lives that might be between us and the Lord, and to come in a humble, repentant way. So let's bow our heads. Lord, it's a joy to be reminded of all that you've done for us. We don't want to come to this remembrance in any way in an unworthy manner. God, anything that's between us and you, I pray that you would forgive us of, that we would respond to your Holy Spirit in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. We will distribute the bread at this time, and when all have received the bread, then we'll share it together. And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." I'd invite you to repeat after me. The body of Christ, broken for me. same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you." I invite you to repeat after me, "The blood of Christ shed for me." You may pass your cups to the center aisle. Anyone who's helping to make final preparations for foot washing may do so at this time. In John 13, 1-15, Jesus gives us an example of washing His disciples' feet, a humbling act then and now. Jesus taught us that the greatest among you will be your servant, and that He is among us as one who serves. After washing His disciples' feet, He said, "I have given you an example. You should do as I have done for you." We'll have a song, and then following that song, we'll be dismissed for foot washing. Men upstairs, women downstairs, and hand washing in the church office. And then we'll return to the sanctuary for a closing. So do we have a song at this time?
I invite you to turn in the Mennonite hymnal to number 561. 561. We'll sing this maybe a little more subdued than we do sometimes.
For foot washing.
If you would turn yet to number 559 in the Mennonite hymnal. My hope and Redeemer who shed his blood for me. Let's stand, please.
And I'm going to read in closing some of the lyrics to the Via Dolorosa.
Down the Via Dolorosa in Jerusalem that day, the soldiers tried to clear the narrow street.
The crowd pressed in to see a man condemned to die on Calvary. He was bleeding and beaten. There were stripes upon his back, and he wore a crown of thorns upon his head, and he bore with every step the scorn of those who cried out for his death. Down the Via Dolorosa, called the way of suffering, like a lamb came the Messiah, Christ the King. But he chose to walk that road out of his love for you and me, down the Via Dolorosa, all the way to Calvary. Amen. Go in peace.